Today we're in the company of a phenomenal success story. Dean Graziosi is a multimillionaire, New York Times best-selling author.
Talking about over a million books sold total.
We have a living legend, Dean Graziosi.
We have a living legend when it comes to personal development.
You're talking about a man who's hundreds of millions of dollars in sales.
One of the biggest names in the history of this segment.
He's also reaching millions of people online and is
like so much. You've impacted so many lives.
We literally booked this event because we wanted you to come speak at this event.
What I love about Dean is he's a genius at what he does, but the man, as corny as it sounds, he cares. It's easy to care verbally with your lips. He cares with the direction his feet move.
Hey guys, it's about 6 a.m. I'm on the top of Camelback Mountain.
What's up?
Just got done running the mountain.
Well, it's entrepreneurs like Dean that are helping make the world a better place.
What's even more remarkable is Dean
started by dysfunctional
home, rebuilding a trailer.
You're a powerful big spirit.
Sometimes it takes someone seeing in you what you don't even see in yourself.
His ability to captivate and inspire people.
And so there's so much wisdom in there.
Incredible generosity and your enthusiasm.
Give it up for Dean. The man changed my life.
What's up, Inner Circle family? Good to see you guys. I got your chat up here so I could see all of you saying hi and good morning. Hi to everyone. Aloha to some of you. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Inner Circle. If this is your first time here, welcome to an incredible family. We're here live every single month. And what we're doing here is sharing what I believe are the greatest breakthroughs when it comes to marketing, momentum, and mindset. Oh my God, I'm like, mindset. It was a long night last night. So mindset, marketing, and momentum. And I love to go upstream and share the things that have absolutely shifted my life. Like, I promise you, there's nothing here that I share on a monthly basis live that is something I think could work or I hope would work. This comes from my experience, my life, my failures, my successes. And this is an incredible and special family. If you're a part of KBB, if you're a part of Elite, if you're part of some of our high-end coaching programs, or you're just part of Inner Circle, this is the place where like-minded people come together. Hey, everybody, good morning, good morning. Good to see all of you from all around the world. In a time where the world is divided, in a time where we have uncertainty, it's a really incredible thing to be able to come together and collectively join forces to bring our energy together, our ideas, our commitment to our next level. And that's what's great about something like this, that there's a lot of byproducts to being a part of a community, being a part of the Inner Circle here, right? Not just mine. If there's somebody else that you admire and who's already done the job and they're doing great, get enrolled in a community, because social distancing really means we need to virtually connect in a way with like-minded people that inspire us, right? A lot of you, most of you, as someone who wants another level, someone who's already an entrepreneur, already doing their own thing or on the verge of doing your own thing, you probably feel a little alone. I mean, in the chat right now, who feels a little alone sometimes in your thoughts to want more, desire more, want to impact the world, want to tap into your full potential, want to make more money, have more abundance, give more away, fix problems in the world, right? And there's a lot of them. Who feels that way? But sometimes you're the oddball around your friends when they're like, not in this economy, not with the world the way it is, not with the race relations, not with what's going on with the election. Like, some people just get accustomed to what's going on and accept it, where this is a group that wants to change it. If race bugs you, then fix it. If our economy bugs it, fix it. If your life is controlled by somebody else, then fix it. I know this is something our parents told us our whole lives. If you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem, right? So whatever your beliefs are, this is the group that makes the difference. Look at all the yeses coming in, right? And I just want to say, it doesn't fall lightly on my heart and my soul that I know so many times you feel alone in that next level, but you're the dreamer. You're the one that has the breakthroughs. You're the one that makes the difference. You're the one that needs to turn your flame up so bright, and do not dull and turn down your flame to match those around you. Get so bright that you bring them with you. Some people you eventually burn off because you get so bright. I don't mean that in a bad way, but just know that the world needs your best version of you right now more than ever. I've been saying this a lot, but the world needs role models. The world needs leaders. And being in a group like this has bigger byproducts than just, today I'm going to teach something I think is going to blow your mind no matter what industry you're in. I'm going to show you. Today we're talking marketing, kind of marketing and sales, right? I always got to start with a little mindset. But we're going to be talking marketing and something most people are unaware of. In any industry you're in, if you're in KBB, you're elite, you're in our high-level programs, it's going to be complete alignment. But if you're just an inner circle member and it's something completely different, this will still fit into your world. And I think you're going to be like, oh my God. I mean, I'm going to pull back the curtain and show you how companies work. And it's probably not what you think. If you're already in business, you probably know, but I'm going to show you on another scale. If you're brand new, you're going to be like, holy crap. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. But before I get there, I really just want to say, yes, you get tactical. Yes, you get strategic. Yes, you get marketing, momentum strategies, mindset strategies. But even more so, you're a part of something bigger that you can come here and you can be proud to say, I want more. I want to do more. I want to be more. I want to impact more. I want to have more abundance. It's okay. And this is a safe place. Don't dare apologize for your success or the success that you crave. It's what made this world amazing. It's what made this incredible country. I live in America amazing. It's people going after, because what do most people do when they reach success? What do most people do when they reach success? Most people, I'm not saying there's not some bad people, but most people who reach success, they give most of it back. They help other people. They give it away. They hire people. They donate more, right? So don't feel bad for wanting more. You know, when somebody says money doesn't buy happiness, I would say, then you haven't given enough away. Because I know my wife and I were blessed to be able to give away more this year than we ever have in our lives. And to charities that really hit our heart. My dear friend Tony Robbins introduced me to Operation Underground Railroad, where I had no idea there was that many children in slavery in today's world. Completely can't even imagine it. Like, it's one of those things that's so shocking, especially in slavery, for things that you would think the worst case scenario is what they're in slavery for. And even worse, some of them are now in, it's hard to even say. And I know it's one of those things you're like, Dean, don't even bring that up. But I think we have to in some cases. Right now, there's a trend, the kids in slavery, they're harvesting them for organs. Like literally, like Operation Underground Railroad, Tim, the guy who runs it, they saved girls from Al-Qaeda that were scheduled to be harvested. Like, I'm sorry, I know that's heavy, but my whole point is, we were able to donate this year more than I've ever donated in my life to help that. That same money can't buy happiness. My wife and I went home and cried after we did it. And then a couple months ago, I donated another big chunk because I know every $1,500 saves a child, right? I don't care what your motivation, and that's not all my motivation. I don't do it all for that, but that's a big part of it. It's a big part of my success to make sure my family's okay, that I take care of both of my parents, right? Like, we all have our own reasons. The only thing I want to say is don't get sucked into the craziness going on in the world. Don't you dare apologize for wanting success. Don't you dare feel bad if you want to make more money to retire your husband or make sure that your parents don't have to go to a crappy old age home, or you want to get yourself out of debt, or you want to get yourself out of a job that's robbing you from being your best version, or you want to eat healthier, or you want to go on better, more expensive diets. Like, don't you dare apologize, because as we grow, we get to bring people with us. We get to impact other people. And if you're on this chat, if you follow me, if you follow Tony, if you're a part of Inner Circle, I already know. I already know you're someone that wants to, kind of like that saying on the airplane, put your oxygen mask on first, and then we can put it on so many other people, right? Think about that. Like, that's, I had the opportunity to hang out with Richard Branson, the billionaire guy, and I don't say that like, oh, I'm cool, he's my buddy. It's not like that. I raised $1 million with a friend, almost $1 million we raised over a couple of years, and for that, we ended up going to his private island as a thank you, and he happened to be there. And I happened to get up at 5 a.m., and he happened to get up at 5 a.m. We were the only two up early, and he's like, hey, you want to go sailing? I'm like, yes, I do. And we sailed around his island. And that's kind of what he shared with me, is like, don't feel guilty about being successful. That's the dumbest thing in the world. That's what God gave you. If you're on this, if you're in Inner Circle, you have a desire for more. That's the gift God, the universe, whatever belief, put in your heart. You're not satisfied with status quo. You're not satisfied with being okay, right? So if that's what God or the universe or whatever you believe put in your heart, then you need to go for it. This is basically what Richard Branson told me. He said, but here's the cool part. If it serves you, give a lot of it away. Make a bunch of money, then help people. He has a charity called Virgin Unite. He pays all the bills on Virgin Unite, and all the rest of it goes to charity. So it's like, I saw the happiness in his heart. I saw how everything was donated and dedicated to Virgin Unite. And it just made me realize that I need to put my oxygen mask on first. I love all your amazing comments coming in, guys. Put our oxygen mask on first. Get yourself secure. Don't feel bad about wanting to have a foundation that you're okay. If COVID ends in a month or 2 years, you're okay. If the world shifts again, you're okay. If the opposite, president gets elected, you're okay. Fix the economy in your home. Fix the mindset in this home. Don't let the wrong people give you bad advice to steer you off track. Don't let the inner villain be in control, the inner self-doubt. And go get yours. Go make an impact. Go make the money. Go launch the business, scale the business, or momentum that business through the freaking roof. Shift, because the world is shift. Stay involved in a group like this. Be here. Take the knowledge. And then your oxygen mask is on. And then you get to help whoever you want. You get to impact lives. You get to make a difference. And we get to live into our full potential. And isn't that the greatest thing that we could say at the end of our lives? Could you imagine if, whether you have children or not, your children, your nieces, your nephews, your friends, your loved ones, your spouse, at the end of your life, you get to say, I used up every bit of potential I had. I left nothing on the table. I failed some, won some, did some great things, made some dumb mistakes. But I used all my potential. And I think the complete opposite would be at the end of your life, like, I knew I had more gas in the tank. I was just afraid to use it. I let the news, I let my friends, I let the inner self-doubt hold me back. I think that would be the damn worst thing we could ever imagine in history, right? So anyway, I wanted to go on that little rant there before I get to what I wanted to share today, because without this being aligned, it doesn't matter what I teach. I'm gonna go over the whiteboard and teach a little bit. It doesn't matter what I teach, right? It doesn't matter what course you have, KBB, Elite, in our higher level course, just an inner circle, you're in signature, you're in mastery, you are an accelerator student, all of it. You could say, the education's not working, or I'm not sure it's for me, or it's too busy, or this is the wrong time, or the internet's too crowded, or it's too technical for me, or young people are dominating this, or old people are dominating this, or I'm not a teacher, I feel like an imposter. All of that crap's gonna come up. But it's come up for every successful person. The difference between success and not success, successful people don't listen to that. They find a way around it, over it, and through it. And if that's a voice I can be for you guys once a month to remind you, then that makes me happy. All right, you guys ready to learn today? Johnny, could you turn down the air conditioning? It's a little hot in here. All right, so today, let me tell you what I wanna talk about today. I wanna talk about something that Russell Brunson calls a value ladder. I want to kind of break it down and make it, I want to demystify how people are doing what they're doing online and how they're making money online, but not just online, right? Before I get started, last night, I was at the hospital until late, and in the chat, tell me who's a parent. Let me know who's a parent. So I don't know if you could see this. Let me pull it back a little bit. See my boy Brody? That was last night in the hospital with his broken ankle. And he's got to go to an orthopedic surgeon today. Fun times. So as a parent, I put in trampolines for my kids because they're so much fun. My daughter broke her ankle last year, 1 year ago right now, on the trampoline. And last night, my son broke his ankle on the same trampoline 1 year later. Now, I want to tell you a parenting thing, and then I'll get out of the story, but you guys are getting a story that you guys are like family. So as a parent, we do everything in our power, or you're an aunt or an uncle, or you're, if you love your dog, you get it, right? I see all the IMs. But as a parent, would we die for our children in a second? Of course we would, like in a moment. Last night, my son and I had this thing on the trampoline for the last 2 years, is when he always wants me to launch him. So I jump we're both on the trampoline. I jump a little bit before and I push it down. He goes down and he freaking launches. Last night, I went to launch him and I jumped too quick. So I went down while he was still up. When he came down, it hit his ankle and snapped it. Now, how the heck do you think that feels as a dad that I feel like I broke my son's leg? So you can imagine my feelings, my emotions, and like, and I have such a sweet boy. He said, Dad, I know you feel bad. We were not, after like it hurt him bad and it swelled up, like got big, and I carried him and took him to the emergency room, and it was just, they only let one person in, so it was me and him. And such a sweet boy, and he kept hugging me and saying, Dad, it's okay, it's not your fault. Don't you feel guilty. We always have fun out there. I have a dad who, I could cry, because he's like, I have a dad who plays with me. A lot of my friends' dads are too busy, but you always play with me, so thank you. I could cry right now saying that, but yeah, so that was my night last night. So why am I telling you that? Because that's some of what I'm gonna share with you today happened to me at the hospital without even, and things like this happen all the time when you go to Walmart, when you go to the hospital, when you buy a new car, when you go to, if you go to McDonald's, if you buy on Amazon. They have a secret to their success that is there in plain sight. And you're not aware of it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And it's icky if it's slimy. And it's absolutely amazing, brilliant, and a must if it's done right. And it's that value ladder, as Russell Brunson calls it. And I like giving people credit who come up with cool names. It's something I've been doing for two decades. But Russell put a cool name on it. But how did it happen last night? So we go, and you know that the hospital, and it's weird as hell going to the hospital right now. I have to tell you, it's scary when you're there and people are coming in, you know, scared and asking with COVID, and some people had COVID, and you know, it's just weird. You have to stay in the room, only one person allowed in. But when they go through the traditional stuff, when they get there, they, while you're there, you go for my son's x-ray, and then they wrap him up. He's got to go to a, like I said, an orthopedic surgeon today, but they put a cast on him. But when they're done, they did the service. When they were done, they said, hey, you could go out and buy crutches, but we have a great set here. Would you like the crutches? And like, you're there. I don't want to go buy. They're three times as much, probably. I'm like, I carry them to the car. Yeah, I'll take the crutches, you know? So I'll take the crutches. And then when they get done with that, they said, okay, he needs to go to an orthopedist. I think it's an orthopedic surgeon. Both doctors, because it was broke the growth plate, which sucks, and that's a whole other thing. And we want to make sure it doesn't affect him as he grows older. So they said, hey, if you go to our suggested doctors in Banner Health, I think it is, if you go to our doctor, we'll send the x-ray for free, and here's the two doctors we recommend, because the hospital gets a kickback, I would guarantee it, or there's some kind of alignment with that. They said, you can go to another doctor, but if you go here, it's free, and you get this and this and this. So they did the service and then offered me the crutches and go to their doctor. I'm gonna share a few that you don't realize are hiding in plain sight, and then I'm gonna go through how this works in your business. Okay, when you go to McDonald's, I went to McDonald's as a kid all the time with my parents. Don't tell my kids I go because I told them I never did, and my kids have only been to McDonald's with me. I bet you five times since they were born. We are not perfect. We are not obsessive. I promise you, I'm not crazy, but I just didn't want to make that a part of their routine in their life. Anyway, but when you go to McDonald's, do you know when you get a burger, they're losing money? But what do they do when you go through? Would you like fries and a Coke? Yeah, of course. If you're having a burger, if you're going to McDonald's, you best get those fries because they are, that's why I probably didn't want my kids to have them. Hot McDonald's fries with salt. I mean, you have to be from Mars or an alien not to love those. And a crisp Coke, oh my God. To lie and say it's disgusting might be disgusting for your body, but it surely doesn't taste that way. Anyway, so you go through, you get the burger, they're losing money, but they say, would you like fries and a Coke? You're like, heck yes. And then what's the next thing they say? Would you like to supersize that? Like, it's only another 45, 50, whatever cents. Like, sure. Okay. That was part of their value ladder. You came for the burger because you were hungry, but you got the fries, the Coke, and the supersize. That's where they made their money. Okay? I want you to think about Walmart. I marked these down last night. Again, I just want you to see these are hiding in plain sight. Walmart, did you know there are very popular things that people buy all the time and need all the time that Walmart sells at a loss? And you're like, well, that's dumb, right? Have you ever gone to Target, Walmart, Costco? What's the other big one? Another big box store? Sam's Club. Have you ever gone to any of them? Ever? Let me know in here. Have you ever gone to any of those? If you're not in America, it might be different. Your big box stores, right? So I forget sometimes I talk so local, I'm sorry. But no, I mean, I'll relate it to you by saying a big box store that has everything. Have you ever in your life gone to them and bought one thing? Let me know, and it takes a little minute. I'm behind in the chat just a tiny bit. But have you ever gone to Target or your version of Target or your version of Walmart or your version of Sam's Club or your version of any big store and bought one thing? Hell no. So Sam's Club and Walmart know that if you're going there to buy a certain deodorant or hairspray or laundry detergent that everybody buys, but they're losing money, what do you do while you're there? Oh, I forgot I need to buy this Christmas card. Oh, I forgot I need, oh my God, we're out of this. Oh, I really need this. Oh, look at the new color of this. And then all the way right to the checkout, you're like, oh, you know, I never read the gossip magazines, but I think I should get Gossip Magazine and these breath mints. And all of a sudden you spend, look, I spend hundreds. All right, I see you there, Prav. Like you went for one thing. You got what you wanted. You got a good deal on that. But you left with a $97 or $125 worth of stuff. That's the value ladder in plain sight, right in front of your face. Okay? I'm gonna keep going here for a little bit. I wanna share one more. Car dealerships. Have you ever bought a new car at a car dealership or a used car? Right? They sell you the car. Do you know a lot of car dealerships are making hardly anything on a brand new car? But what happens once you sit down? Like, okay, got the car, I'm using a round number. I know there's no cars for $10,000. So let's say $25,000, I don't know, $25,000. You got the new car, like you stretched, all right, 25, it's payments, you sit down, and then they get you in the chair. And they say, hey, would you like to extend your warranty? No, I'm good on my budget. Well, you know, we go all the way to here, and then you have to pay this. You're like, that warranty does sound good. I'll take the warranty, but that's it. Would you like special guard on the wheels? You know, those are the kind of wheels people scratch up. We have this special thing that $100 a year covers you. You scratch those wheels, you just bring them in, we fix it. It's like, all right, let's do that, but nothing else. It's like, okay, but you live in Arizona. I'm just saying those windows aren't tinted. It'd be 140, 150 degrees in that car when you come back. Did you know tint brings it all the way down like 30 degrees? How would you like tint? It's like, oh, I do live in Arizona. Throw in the tint. And then six other things later, you spend another several thousand dollars and you left and don't realize you're a part of their value ladder, right? Do you see how this is all hiding in plain sight? Are you guys heated seats? That's right. If you end up in a different place, I do, right? Yeah, I need 5 gallons of pretzels. Lance, that is hysterical. And that's the stuff you do like, oh my God, I need this, right? And then you throw them out a year later when they're all stale. And you ate 200 of them, right? So why did I share this with you? Because I want to tell you, if with your current business, you might be missing out on where the profits actually live. And besides missing out on where the profits actually live, if you're a part of this community, if you're a part of KBB, Elite, Signature, like any of these things that we do, even if you're part of this membership, this Inner Circle membership, I know your heart, I know your desire to serve and make money and grow to another level. They're not sole and separate, like make money and hurt people. There's the ability to impact, serve people at the highest level and sell them, and you're serving them by selling them. So let me ask you, honest truth, who is happy they bought something that you're here with me today? Just honest and truly, you bought something else, maybe you just bought Inner Circle or maybe a podcast, but who's happy you're here with me today? You're a part of Inner Circle, right? That's the feeling I want you to know is, I don't get to impact your life if you didn't become a part of this. I don't get to help you if you're not a part of KBB. I don't get to help you if you don't read my books or read Tony's books or be a part of that, right? or a part of our high-level signature mastermind where we get to hold your hand and keep you accountable, those types of things, right? I don't get to serve you guys or help you if you don't say yes. So I don't want to go down the road a long ways of selling a service, but I hope you've watched my videos, watched my trainings, and know that if you truly love, and thank you guys, I see all the video, the messages coming in now. I hope you know that I look at everything we do, that if I'm not getting you enrolled in some of it, if you need it, not if you don't need it, but if you need it, I'd be doing you a disservice if you weren't here. And I hope that you've adapted that, because what I'm gonna share today is pulling back the curtain and show you exactly what we do and you should be doing, and what McDonald's does and Sam's Club does and car dealerships do and hospitals do, even Amazon. You buy something on Amazon, one click, it says, if you bought that book, you should buy this one. You're like, oh shit, I do need a book on that. Boom, one click, I'm done. Amazon, that's when Amazon exploded and went to another level. So as you create your online offer, as you create your knowledge product, you create your course, you have something on mastermind.com, or you have your own product, your own service, I wanna tell you, you could be missing out on the extra impact you can make and the extra income you could make, and that extra revenue that also gives extra impact allows to go back into the front to eventually ramp this up and spend more advertising on whatever your business is. I would say, again, McDonald's loses on the burger. They make it on the upsell, right? The hospital makes money on the upsell. The car dealerships hardly make anything on the sale of the car. But they make it all on those ancillary products that they do at the end. And that's what I want to share with you today, the value ladder. So, Johnny, you want to come over to the whiteboard with me? Now that you understand this, now that you have to promise to know, to promise me that you'll never sell anything that doesn't serve people, that doesn't give people a competitive edge, that doesn't help them, that you'll never do a bait and switch. This is not about a bait and switch. You don't buy the car and it's shitty and the car is shitty until you get the upgrades. Now, the car is great, but if you'd like it, make it even greater. If you bought the book and now you'd like to be a part of Inner Circle, it's even greater to be a part. The book is amazing, but I could be with you every month. If you bought KBB, it's amazing. We left nothing out. No bait and switch. But if you need someone to keep you accountable, we have our mastery program. We have our accelerator program, right? So I just want you to think through this. I want you to think through this with that light of not just pounding products down somebody's face, not just forcing something on them they don't need, but actually serving people. So I watched Russell do this. I usually write it different, but I like the way he did it. And I'm gonna do it the same way. This kind of stair step, we're gonna call this the value ladder, okay? And I hope you can see all that. So when I wrote down some things, because one of the top questions we get for people starting online, entering the digital economy, creating their course, their mastermind, their workshop, their training is, what's the kind of course I should create and what's the price? Now again, if you're not in KBB, if you're not creating an online product, this works for every business, so please translate it. Now we have a big group of people that are all online, converting, scaling in the knowledge industry, but if not, this works for you. It works for hospitals and department stores and car dealerships, it works for everybody, right? But I want you to think about something. You can be anywhere on this ladder of offering a product or service. So I made a whole bunch of notes here and I want to show you. I have some things that are free. And you might know me for some of my free things, right? I do 3 podcasts a week. We just passed our 500th podcast. And I just looked today, we're number 14 in the world for entrepreneurs. We're number 92 in all of business podcasts. I'm so honored. Thank you for that support. The Dean Graziosi Show. If you don't watch it, you got to go see it. But we have a podcast. I go live or do an Instagram story pretty much every day. We post on Facebook 3 times a day. We do YouTube videos, right? We do stuff on LinkedIn. And I'm sure there's more. Oh, I have a TikTok account now. My kids make fun of me. and they can't believe that my TikTok is growing so fast. Like, Dad, you have 150,000 followers. You've only been on for a few weeks and your videos are boring as hell, Dad. You got to do dances. And like, they're telling me to do all this cool stuff. I completely embarrass my children by being on TikTok. My daughter will not tell her friends. She's like, if any of my friends find out you're on TikTok, Dad, I'm done. Right? But so I do all that stuff for free. And you're like, I mean, think about that work. I go live here every day, 3 podcasts a week. We post on Facebook, videos on TikTok, full videos on YouTube, right? We do things on LinkedIn. Why do I do this? Because it's part of my value ladder. Plus, I want to serve people, right? There's some people who can't go to another level, right? I deliver value in advance as part of my value ladder. Because I want people to get to know me. I want people to know what I stand for. What are my values? What are my beliefs? What is my character? What is my depth of wisdom? What is my knowledge in the things I'm teaching? I want people to go, holy crap, this guy knows what the hell he's talking about. I love the way he thinks, but I love his tactics and his strategies. I want in. Now, if you go free, then up the ladder, I have low-level stuff. Low-level training. Okay, so what is low-level training, right? I have my books, right? I have Millionaire Success Habits. I have The Underdog Advantage, right? I have my journal. You don't know the Better Life Journal. People love that journal. It's doing good. I think this right here, the Inner Circle. Do you know when we launched the Inner Circle? When we launched this Inner Circle, we were going to launch it at this crazy price for literally 1 month. And then we were gonna charge either like $297 or $497 a month for this, for the Inner Circle. And I believe it'd be worth it. And so many people came in and so many people loved it. And so many people said thank you that we have been the same price now for 5 years. And I'm never gonna change it. I really don't think I would. I'd love to say, but we might double it. Just so you know, we might double it. My team wants to. But I love the fact that so many of you are here. So we have my Inner Circle, which is high value, but lower cost, right? So we have my books. We have my journal. We have my Inner Circle. Other things I wrote down. You could have an ebook. We're launching an ebook. You could have a consumer awareness guide. You could have a challenge, which Tony and I have done. Right? And I've done. So this is the next level up in this value ladder. So what are the prices here? It's kind of, so this is free. This is, let's say, 7 to 47 to 97. Okay? Sorry for the sloppy writing. I hope you guys can see this. And I hope you guys really understand what I'm doing here, because I want to share that some of you may have found me on YouTube or Instagram or a podcast. And at the end of my podcast, I don't do sponsors. And half of my podcast, I don't push anything. I just say, hey, if you want to follow me on Instagram or you like this, share with friends. Other times I say, hey, if you like my podcast, why don't you go check out my book, The Underdog Advantage? And people go, damn, that podcast was so good. If that podcast was good, I'm going to go check out The Underdog Advantage. I'm going to get that book. Do you see the ladder? I didn't bait and switch you here. I'm delivering massive value. If you follow me, if you follow me on any of these, I hope you follow me on all of them. But if you follow me on any of these, on a scale of 1 to 10, do you think I give value? Like, let me know. If you follow my podcast, do you think I give value on a scale of 1 to 10? If you follow me on IG, I don't take pictures of what I eat most of the times. I don't do those things. I try to give value every day on my Instagram, right? I try to give every day value on here. My TikTok, they're boring to my kids because I don't do dances. I don't talk food. I give value every video on TikTok, right? So if people are getting value here, they're going up the ladder. They got the car and now they're getting the accessories, right? Now think about that. This is $7 to $97. I could, when people say, what do I build and what do I charge? Here's some examples of what I've done, right? And I can do ads. I could build a Facebook group. I could do pushes on my social media. I can email my friends. I could go and search and find like-minded people on Instagram. Thank you guys. I see all the hell yeses and thank you so much, right? So I could go to any one of those platforms. And I could, if this is people, I could push them here or even push them here. I could say, hey, go. If you're on my Instagram, you should check out my podcast. If you're on my podcast, you check out my Facebook. You're on Facebook, you check out YouTube. Or I could say, you're here. Some of my end of my YouTube videos, I say, hey, if you didn't get my journal, you should go get my journal. If you haven't been to one of my challenges, you should go to one of my challenges. It's $7. It's free. And they're going up the ladder. Now, I have to ask you, because I know some people, selling is bad. I know sometimes when I offer a ticket to the World Summit, 2,000 people like, thank you, oh my God, this is great. And two people, and I feel blessed it's only two, will say, how dare you sell me something else? I'm like, oh my God, who was at the World Summit? It was the greatest, I think it was the greatest virtual event in history alongside of Tony's events, right? I think we put them up there with the greatest events ever. I would do people a disservice if I didn't sell people at the World Summit, right? So think of this. Look at how sloppy this is, and I'm sorry, but I hope this is making sense. But now we go up the ladder. Now, right? Now let's talk about KBB. Who's a part of KBB? On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm just asking, because I want people who don't. Scale of 1 to 10, what's KBB? A 1 through 10, tell me. Did I hold anything back? Did Tony and I hold back and take stuff away and go, no, the good stuff's in the next one. No, KBB, you know, KBB is a higher level product. It's 2K, right? It's $2,000, worth every dime. I think it's worth $100,000, right? But we have KBB. We have higher level trainings that are, you know, let's just say $1,000 to $2,000, right? We have one day workshops that sometimes are the half, I should say half day. We've got two of them coming up. We have half day. We're actually going to do a special on Black Friday for a half a day. You'd be on the lookout. Half day workshop, right? I can't even think of other products right now that we have. But through the years, I have the Winning State of Mind. Let's do this. Let's do $497. That puts me in a different space. The Winning State of Mind was a course I had forever that just crushed it. It's where Millionaire Success Habits came from. Thank you, guys. I see all the incredible. KBB rocks. KBB's a 10. Thank you so much. But this is $497 to $297, and this is where I've created courses all through the years, right? I used to have real estate courses because that's what allowed me to thrive in so many times. We have other courses we're working on right now that are anywhere from $497 to $2,000. Now, here's the value ladder, right? Someone comes in. Hey, a friend of yours says, dude, go check out the podcast. It's freaking insane. Dean's 3 days a week. They're short and sweet. They really help. Somebody goes here and goes, holy crap, that was amazing. I'm not saying to do a podcast. Pick any of these. Could be Instagram. Could be YouTube. And you go, holy crap, that's so good. And at the end of one of my podcasts, I say, you should go check out my book, The Underdog Advantage. And you're like, damn, that Underdog Advantage was good. It's exactly what I needed in today's time. I burned through that book in 2 days. I feel amazing. And in that book, I have a link to go and watch the training, the webinar with Tony and I to see if KBB is for you. I want to ask you something. Did I hurt anybody? Am I taking advantage of anybody? Or would I be doing people a disservice if I didn't let them go up the ladder? Right? Because the podcast is 10, 15 minutes of my time. The book took a lot of time. These take time and they're more money. KBB was 22 hours and 60 years of combined effort. It's the greatest course in history. The workshops, these things take years to figure out. It's lightning in a bottle. But do I hold things back here? Hell no. KBB to be in the knowledge industry is everything you need. That's just the true story. It is absolutely everything you need. But the value ladder still goes up. Because I know with me, I need a trainer. I know how to work out. I know how to work out. I've been working out for 35 years. I know how to work out. But unless I have someone hold my hand and keep me accountable, I slack. I'm just telling you I do. I've been working out alone now for about a year, especially with COVID. I just told my wife, get us a trainer. I've been slacking like never before. This morning, I just didn't work out. I never miss. Today, I was like, oh, my son broke his leg. I was up late. Nothing would stop me. I'd always be there. So I told my wife, I need a trainer. So KBB is everything you need if you're going to be in the knowledge industry. But some people won't follow through. It'll be another missed opportunity. They'll feel left behind. They'll have one thing that they're confused on and go, I'll do it later. And it never happens. So that's why we created our signature program. Why we created Mastery. Signature Mastery. signature is really part of mastery. This is where we do 3-day immersion events, 3 of them a year, ongoing weekly training, plus these 3-day events to unlock your superpower, to identify your niche, to identify your ideal clients, to go through, basically, it's unpackaging. I'm going to pull back the curtain. It's unpackaging the wisdom in this course and making sure people do it and they're accountable. It's holding their hands, making them do the calls, making them build the websites, right? These could run anywhere from $10,000 to $40,000. And I want to tell you, going one step further, and it's not created only because we've been so damn busy, but Tony and I have been working on, and we're probably going to launch it early 2021, a mastermind. It's going to be $250,000 a person. That mastermind, though, is for people that are making $2 million or more a year. We have a literal list of people begging for that kind of access to Tony and I to help scale their $20 million a year business to $40 million. And Tony and I have been really successful in doing those things. So would it be worth it for them? Hell yes. Their return on investment would be huge. But you're not there. Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you're just here or here or here or here. And here's the cool part. When you build these, right, you could also skip up the ladder, meaning sometimes in YouTube, I drive people to go watch Tony and I for KBB. Sometimes I drive them to Winning State of Mind or a book or an Inner Circle. I drive them to join here, right? And again, I'm sharing this with you to pull back the curtain to say, when you look at it like this, are we hurting anybody by offering this? You're in a value ladder sometimes. We have about 1,000 people in our signatures, in our mastery series, crushing it. We had a meeting 2 days ago. People were out of their mind. We have 35, 40,000 people in KBB. Are you in the KBB group every Monday? Oh my God. That group is on pure fire. I don't say, oh, they only spent 2,000 bucks. I'm going to hold back. Hell no. I teach. You ready for this? This is the part that's going to freaking blow your mind. I teach some of the same stuff in a podcast that I do in a book, that I do in KBB, that I do at Mastery, that I will at 250. The difference is the amount of time I spend with you. When someone spends 250, they're going to get Tony and I personally. They're going to be in our office. We're going to train them. When you get Mastery, you get some of me and you get the hands-on attention of the greatest staff in the world. I mean, literally, Tony and I handpicked, they're the greatest on the planet. You get me and them to hold your hand to make it happen. Here, you get all of our wisdom extracted. It's the greatest course in history, but you're getting a course. Here, you have to read it. Here, there's short little segments. So, pulling back the curtain on how this works will allow you to see, I'm going to come back over here, Johnny, allow you to see that selling is a service. Selling is a service if you love what you do. I love every one of those. And you could tell I'm busy as hell. And I'm working my ass off on all of them. I didn't come here today last minute and go, hey, it's Inner Circle. Why don't you guys just ask me some questions? And I thought about this. I thought about how to share this. And I wanted to share this with you. And I don't care if you're brand new. I don't care if this seems like I don't know if that's for me. This is for every one of you, whatever you're doing. If you work for someone else, bring this knowledge to that company and you'll skyrocket through that company. If you're starting, knowing you only have to start with one. Do not get overwhelmed if you're starting thinking you got to do all these. I've been in this business for over 2 decades, right? But it's the evolution. Get one product working. If you're a part and you're going to be on mastermind.com or get one product working. And when that product starts working, what's next? What more do they need? How can you serve them on another level? Not thinking what... You want to know when it's really screwed up is when you think, what else can I sell them? That's disgusting. Just being honest, that's not cool. But how else can you serve them? What else do they need? I know some of you in Mastery hit us up every single week and say, thank you, this is exactly what I needed. Thank you so much. Thank you for holding my hand. I finally did it. I finally broke through. I have 20 people in my first group training. Thank you. That's what we're here for. But some of you have got KBB and are crushing it. You don't need any help. That's cool too. I have people that just bought Millionaire Success Habits that quadrupled their income because of Millionaire Success Habits. We're almost at 1 million copies. That book crushed it. So it's really just having something for each level, right? It's some people just go and get the car and go, I only want the car. No extra insurance, no extra warranty, no tinted windows. You don't go, oh, take your shitty car and go. You know, great, you got the good car. If you ever need anything, let us know. And maybe if you love the car so much, you come back in a month or two and you get the windows tinted, right? And that's the way I want to share with you. Over-deliver on every level. Serve people at the highest level. Know that you teach some of the same stuff, but it's really the access to you that makes the difference. And this is how you get to serve people, because when people buy and go up the value ladder and you serve them, not only do they tell friends and your business expands, those higher tickets, even though it's more work on you, that money can go back into advertising and getting people to help you launch your podcast, get your Instagram going, get your Facebook, get your TikTok page, right? But start with one, right? I don't know, again, because I get to talk to so many different people here. Pick one thing. Thank you, guys. I see all the amazing comments coming in. And I know this is uncomfortable action is what we all have to take here, no matter what level you are in this journey. But pick one thing. Like, if I could wish anything for you guys, is that today I spark something to pick one of them. Like, you look on that list. Is it YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, write a book, an ebook, do a challenge, do a monthly training, do a monthly live inside a Facebook group. Just pick something and start. The biggest thing that holds people back is the fear of starting. Like, engage. And if that's what Inner Circles do for you each month, then I'm doing what I'm here to do, right? And here's something else I would encourage you to do. Is so many of you already have one or both of my books, Underdog Advantage or Millionaire Success Habits. I want you to write this down, and could somebody post this in the chat as well? I see Rocky, you're in there. Write this down. Deansbook.com is my Underdog Advantage book. Deansbook.com=Underdog Advantage, if you could put that in the chat. And then Deansfreebook.com. Deansfreebook.com is Millionaire Success Habits. Here's what I'd suggest. You know, with my hardcover books, I give them away. I ask people to pay shipping and handling, right? It's been brilliant. If you ever do a book, rip off what I'm doing. Do not overthink it. Do not reinvent the wheel. If you're going to do a book or an ebook, go to deansbook.com or deansfreebook.com and rip off what I'm doing. I give you permission. I work my tail off to deliver massive value and make those campaigns work. But here's what I'd suggest. You want to go through my value ladder? Go get the Underdog Advantage or Millionaire Success Habits, whichever one you don't have. But look at it through a different lens. Go to the page, right? Thank you guys for putting it here. Go to the page and get the book, right? Get Underdog Advantage or Millionaire Success Habits again. But don't just go through it like I bought it. Go through it observing the value ladder, because you're going to buy my book, right? $7 or something like that. And then immediately after, you're gonna have the opportunity to get two of like my greatest things. I think, I don't even remember now, but one of them I think is Productivity Mastery. And I think the other one's a part of the Inner Circle. So you don't need either one of those. You probably already have them. And I have a productivity training in here that you don't need. So you don't buy a thing, you already have that, right? But for a new person that comes in, they need to be productive and they need to be here in Inner Circle, right? We already agreed they're crazy if they're not in it. So go through it and watch the value ladder, and then watch the third page. The third page is how you can register for the training with Tony and I for KBB. So Mike or Johnny, could you come here a second? I want to go over to the whiteboard. So I want to show you something. I want you to think about this. And this is sloppy as heck, guys. I'm sorry. I hope this made sense as we go, right? But think about this. I might drive people from any one of these, now it's so sloppy, but to my book, right? When you go here, okay, you get the book at a great discount. I mean, if you want to go to Amazon and pay $20 for it, you can, and it's a number one bestseller in like three different categories, either one of the books, right? You can go buy the book there for $19, or you can go to get it here for, I think it's $7, I forget. But then there are two immediate upgrades, right? Again, you don't need them. I think one is inner circle. You're in inner circle. One is productivity mastery. We have productivity training in here. But for the average person, they go up the value ladder to say here and buy one or two additional products. I over deliver so much after they read the book and go through these two courses, like, holy crap, this Dean guy's for real. I saw his ads and thought maybe he was a hype guy, but he's not. This shit's amazing. What's next? And they go watch the training with Tony and I, with Tony and Dean. They watch the training and go, damn, if I got that from a book and that from Productivity Mastery, what the hell could I get from Tony and Dean? And we crush it with KBB, and they go, best course, you saw it, 10 out of 10 out of 10, over and over. And then they go through KBB and go, this is amazing, but I'd love some help. Let me check out this application for mastery. That's it. Like, I wanted to demystify this, and I want you to see, oh, that's what Dean's doing. I don't need to buy this. What he gave me is incredible. Inner circle, off the charts. He didn't hold anything back. But if I want to evolve, I mean, think about in college, you get your associate's degree. When you go to your master's, you don't go, well, why the hell are they selling me a master or a bachelor's degree? They already sold me an associate's. You don't think that. When you get your bachelor's degree and you go for your master, you go, those bastards are going to charge me for mastery, for my mastery program, right? And if you want your doctorate degree, it's not free, because you're getting more time, more access, next level education. There we go. That's pulling back the curtain on what the value ladder is. If you guys have any questions, let's take a few questions right now. I'd love to know what you're thinking about right now. Just put a Q. I know it takes a minute to come up. And Mike, if they're going too fast, could you help me and grab a couple? Just put a Q and ask me questions. Let's take a few right now, because I really want to know what you're thinking about this. You know, I love that Russell teaches this, but most people don't. Most people like hide this. And I think if you're just trying to figure out crap to sell people, I'd hide it too. Think about that. If you're thinking, again, what else could I sell these people? I mean, I got them. I should sell them shit. Then you're not a good person. You might be a great person. You're just flawed in your thinking. We think, if you look through that, is insane value on every level. And serving people on every level. I'm looking for your questions. I know they're coming in. And serving people on every level. If you look through that, think about your evolution. Like, what I was hoping to inspire all of you today is, no matter where you are in your business evolution, I want you to think, holy crap, look where I can go. Holy crap, look where I can go. Which point in the ladder do you start with your first product? Okay, Jill, I could see that. Jill said, which point on the ladder do you want to start with first? I would say start whatever you're comfortable with. I'd start wherever you're comfortable. Like, if you're new and you're a little scared, start something for free. Start giving away value. Start a Facebook group and go to similar Facebook groups like yours and drive people back to your Facebook group and just give them free value. If it's Instagram, just pick one. What I'd say is, don't try to be a master of all of them. Pick one or two and just go really deep on it. And do the thing that makes you feel great. And it's like a comedian going to places where you only get paid $100 or you do it for free, right? Like, go get your chops in. Go share, figure out your avenue that you're going in. And then once that's done, then pick the next thing up the ladder you want to do. You want to do an ebook, want to do a challenge, want to do a paid Facebook group. The world has opened up. There are no limits to what you can do. We just got to realize that. When Tony started, we had to do infomercials. They're cheesy, I know, but there was no internet, right? So you got to think about that. Okay, how does this work impact your family's life? El Batsi. How does it impact our family's life? I mean, I hope I understand the question. But it affects your family in such a great way. My kids, I mean, for me, I want to tell you, one of the greatest blessings of making an impact on people's lives for a living is there's no place that we go. And now, I didn't start here. Knowledge brokers, industry leaders, all that, they're not born, they're made. Right? You got to evolve to this. But I have to tell you, they see online where people post and just say thank you so much. But also they get to see that wherever we go, there's not a place we go where someone doesn't walk up and go, hey, I hate to bug you guys and your family, but Dean, thank you so much for changing my life. I was in a dark place. I was, you know, going through a tough time in my relationship, or I was going through a tough time in business. Thank you. Thank you so much. Or sometimes people come up and say, hey, kids, I know he's just your dad to you, but this is the guy that did X, Y, Z to me. So of course it impacts my family. In a business wise, I get to have a level of freedom, and I've retired both my parents, and I've done some amazing things. I got to donate this year alone. I think we're heading towards $1 million we donated this year alone. We donated $600,000 to Operation Underground Railroad. So $600,000 Operation Underground Railroad. I think we passed 7 million meals to Feeding America. We built a school in Africa all this year. And my kids know that. They know that dad works his ass off to help serve people, but we get to live a life we want, but we also give back. It's not all for us. My kids, this past week, I went and got my kids their first bank accounts and savings account. So they got savings and checking. They're 11 and 13. And they're going to get an allowance every week, and I want to teach them how to manage their money. But I said, 10% of every dollar you get, whether it's extra money, chore money, 10%'s got to go give back to the world. If you want to give more, you can, but minimum of 10%. And my son's like, oh, what charity? I'm like, you get to pick. Find something cool to your heart, right? So I hope that answers some of your question, but that's how it affects my family. Okay. How do you decide what content to give that is paid versus free? You know, I have a very liberal approach to that. I want to give away more for free than most. I learned something from a guy named Eben Pagan where you move the free line. Like, I see so many people hold back. I'm going to give just a little tidbit. Do you really follow people that just give you, like, throw you crumbs? I mean, think about it. Someone says, oh, I found a way to have a morning routine. The first part is gratitude. The second part, get my book and I'll show you. You're like, I'm not getting your book. But if they tell you the whole thing and they say, hey, if you like that morning routine, I've written it in a book and plus go way deeper. So I'd say don't hold back. It's a great way to practice. Don't feel like you're giving it all away, because again, some of the same stuff that's in our mastery program is in KBB. But they need that next, people need next level help, accountability, be with our team, immersion, training from me, Tony, that kind of thing, right? So I wouldn't hold back. Lori Sanders, what's up, Lori? How do we best determine pricing or our niche? Well, if you're a part of KBB, all of that's in there. And I'm guessing maybe you are. I know most people are part of KBB. Listen, this is not something I'm selling here today. This is not your inner circle. I want you to go through the funnel to really, so you can replicate it and emulate it. But if anybody in here is not a part of KBB and you want to see what that's about, because I see a couple of you asking, just go check it out. There's no obligation. Go to deanstraining.com. Deanstraining.com if you want to watch that. Again, no, you guys are in my inner circle. This is not a time of selling. This is a time of teaching. But if you're asking that, if you're asking about this industry, how to price it, how to identify your niche, then that's KBB. That's what that entire course is about. But finding your niche, I'll just give you this example, Lori, is you want to niche it down. You absolutely want to niche it down. Like, meaning, you're not in, my wife's not in the hair industry. She is. She's not just in the beauty industry. She's not just in the hair industry. She's not just in an industry in the hair industry where she serves higher end clients. She's not in the blow dryer hair cutting. She's in the extension industry. And she's not just in the extension industry. She is, are we still on here, Mike? Okay. She's not just in the extension industry. She's in a really specific kind of extension that she does. And when she goes to train and do things, right, her confidence grew as the niche got smaller. So what I'd share with everyone is, if you're interested in being in the knowledge industry or you're already in it, is niche down. This is a silly line, but they say your riches are in the niches. The smaller you get, the more confident you are, the more easy it is for you to train. And here's the cool part. The world has gotten smaller because we're all connected through social media. I promise you, there's a limitless amount of people that want exactly what you could teach in that little tiny niche. I always joke, is like, in the old days, you said, Jack LaLanne is way before most people's time. He was like the first fitness trainer, even before my time. He was old when I was young. But he used to be the fitness guy. Now, if you're a new mom who likes Pilates, who eats vegan, who works out at night, there's a niche for you. right? And you want to be around people who are new moms, who eat vegan, who work out at night, and like Pilates, right? So just niche it down. Faith said, how do you get past the inner voice that first held you back? You kick its ass. And here's what I want to share with you, Faith. How much has that inner self-doubt, that voice, cost you already? Faith, if you're on here right now, share it with everybody. What does that voice cost you already? How much regret do you have already from things that you missed that inner self-doubt said, we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're an imposter. You don't have the money, you don't have the time, you're a mom and a job, you'll never fit it in, we can't do this, stick in your lane. Honestly, I have that voice, and that voice has cost me a lot, but my inner hero wins most of the time. But I had to train my brain for that, because remember, they don't make statues of critics, and they don't make statues of people who let the inner villain win, the inner self-doubt voice. So Faith, do everything in your power to overcome that voice, because it's a lie, it's held you back, and you have more potential to give the world. I have zero doubts, so get after it. Chris Bueller said, how do you break through enough to really reach people? Consistency, right? Everybody wants to reach someone overnight. Everybody wants a one-hit wonder, or hit a button and get wealthy. That's not how it works. Has anything like that, has anything in your life easy ever been worth it or ever lasted, right? Whatever it is that you're good at already, you've put the time and effort and energy in. Remember that saying, living the hard way is easy, living the easy way is hard. We want the magical money machine. It doesn't work. But if we put a little effort in now, if we take the consistency now, we keep sharing our message till we find the perfect message, and you get one follower, and then 10, and then 50, and then 500, and then 5,000, that's where it is, right? So my answer is model people who've already been there, right? If you're in KBB, like, go through the course again. Take every piece you possibly can and immerse yourself in it. If not, get whatever capabilities you have, right? And then once you learn from somebody who's already been there, then the next one is schedule it and take uncomfortable action. It's always uncomfortable to do something new. It's always uncomfortable to do something new and then nothing works. And then it's even more uncomfortable to do it again. And then even more uncomfortable to do it again. But maybe it's that fourth time. Maybe it's the 10th time where you finally get someone to say, hey, I want that. Oh wait, let me tell my friend, let me tell my family, and it's exponential. I promise you, this goes from like nothing, 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 oh, 10 people, nothing, 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 100 people, nothing, 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 oh my God, my first sales, my first impact. It just depends on where you want to go in your life. If you want the easy road, we know the results you get on that. If you're ready for another level, then there's amazing paths out there. I know the world has shifted. I know this is a crazy time. One thing I love about this industry is, it's an industry that's exponentially growing right now, and it's an industry that people need you, right? So most of you, I know like 90% of you in here are in KBB, or you're part of the elite program, or in signature or mastery, right? Go back in, go through the training. You know you got, you all said it was a 10 out of a 10 course. So go back and utilize it. Go back and read and look for the parts you missed, and dig in and make this a part of your life. Guys, I appreciate you so much. This has been so much fun pulling back the curtain, showing you this. Look at where you can go with this. Look at the impact you can make, and look at the success you can create for you and your family. Guys, I appreciate you so much. My Inner Circle family, you guys are amazing. Here every week playing full out. I see all your incredible comments coming in. I'm gonna go, I don't wanna look at all of them now, but I'll go back when we're done here. Kill the music there, Mike. I'll go back through this and read all your posts. So if you got any messages for me, please feel free to leave them here. I will be reading them. I'll be reading them tonight and today. And Inner Circle family, keep it up. You know, you have access to past training, so make sure you're utilizing that. Make sure you watch this again. There's probably things you missed in here. Make sure, go through. If you don't have one or the other book, go through that funnel. Go through that process. See the value ladder, right? And then, if again, with those of you asking about KBB, go check it out, right? You just go to deanstraining.com. I don't know if we put it in here, but let me write these down if you guys could put it in the chat. For the Underdog Advantage book, it's deansbook.com. Really simple. For Millionaire Success Habits, it's deansfreebook.com. And then watch and write down and take notes. And again, Dean's Training for KBB. Guys, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for all the love. Have an amazing month. We'll see you back here live. And remember, The world needs you now more than ever. Your family needs you now more than ever. We want to fix this world. The politicians aren't going to do it. Doesn't matter left, right, like they're not doing it. We need to do it. We need to take ownership. No one's going to come save us. No one's going to come rescue us, but we could rescue our family and we can rescue the world if we just stick with it. I appreciate you guys so much. We'll see you next month.